What has found its way into my garden? A little lost, are we? Have you not been told not to stray from the main path, especially in such a dense and thick forest? You never know what sorts of nefarious creatures one may encounter in a place such as this. Or, worse yet, if they were to encounter you. Yes, you were quite lucky to have stumbled upon me first. Now, would you care to come in and stay here with me, if but for a moment? Ah, a bit of curiosity. Now I do like that. Well, this vibrant abode is where I tend to my children, keep them healthy and colorful. We do have something of a symbiotic relationship around here. I tend to their various needs, and in return, they provide me company, as well as some invaluable herbs and other resources. Although the surrounding flora is great and all, I do find them mildly lacking in their conversation skills at times, I must say. But since you're here, perhaps you'll allow me to show you around this wonderful exhibit of mine. You certainly have already noticed those rare blue bellflowers back at the entrance. Or maybe the white orchids sprouting all over this place. Or, yes, the blood roses at the back of the... my ears? Well, yes, I suppose they are quite pointy for human standards. It would seem that your perception skills are equally remarkable as pretty much everything else about you. Ah, alas, you've been wandering in the thicket for so long, you surely must be thirsty by now. And luckily, this garden has other uses, apart from its stupendous visage. And I've already prepared some tea for us. Would you care to join me? Green tea with recently harvested chamomile, straight from this very garden. It grows here, just around the corner, freshly brewed just for this occasion. Now, here you go. This one's for you, and that one is going to be mine. Oh, you haven't even touched your cup. Is something wrong? Oh, the tea is probably too hot for you. Here, allow me. I can help with that. I'll just gently blow on it to help cool it off quicker. There. That should do the trick. Go on and see if that's better for you. Jeez. Why are you still so stubbornly opposed to drinking it? I know you love green tea. Oh, please. You really think I would sink so low to put something in your tea so I could do just what exactly? Drowse you into a slumber, tie you up with some vines to a nearby tree so I could just keep you here to myself? Ugh, no. That is unremarkably hypocritical of you, I'll let you know. I've seen it. You go to these loud rooms with these flashing lights and drink whatever they give you there. But when an attractive lady offers you homemade tea, that's where you draw the line? Okay, I admit meeting a woodland creature and drinking tea with them in the middle of the forest is maybe a bit unconventional, but I was only trying to be nice. Besides, it's not like you know half the people you converse with over there either. How did I know you were coming? Oh, well. I suppose you're correct in your assumption that, well, this wasn't by chance you found this site. You were, well, let's just say invited to this place. And the whole getting lost shenanigans, well, I might have had an influence on that. What do you mean you want to leave? Oh, no, darling, I couldn't just let you leave. Not after all the trouble it took me to get you here in the first place. No, I made tea and cleaned up the garden and magically altered the forest to lead you here. So what, you could just leave? Hey, where are you? No, you cannot just leave like that. Besides, I'm afraid no amount of breadcrumbs you might have dropped on your way here would lead you back to your home. Wait, don't, you don't have to leave. Look, I made cheesecake. Ah, well, I knew that would perk up your ears. And I made it just the way you like it. Soft and puffy. With a little vanilla on top. That's right. I know you have a weakness for vanilla toppings. Yes. That's it, sweetheart. Come back here. Come back to me. And who knows? Maybe this place will grow on you as well. Now. Let us get you that cheesecake you have been so desperately craving. Here you go. Soft and puffy, just like I promised. And while you take care of that, I'll come sit behind you and fletch some flowers into your hair. If you wouldn't mind, that is. No, oh, don't you look at me like that. I guarantee you will look gorgeous with a floral wreath atop your head. Besides, I'm already wearing one. See? Having matching attire would be just so adorable. Yes, a crown worthy of royalty. Ah, oh, my. Those hair reagents you use really do pay off. Your hair reminds me of my own rose petals. Slick and delicate. Silk and smooth to the touch as I trail my palm atop your head. And I struggle to find the words to describe just how much I have yearned to do this ever since you first set foot in this forest. Yes, to play with your hair and gently caress your scalp and your neck and your shoulders. Goodness. You know, I too used to be scared of other humans, hiding in my little sanctuary, avoiding any contact with the outside world. But the moment that I laid my eyes on you, way back when, seeing you walk the same route, all by yourself through this forest, just every single day. I felt a form of kinship which I have never before experienced in my long and extended lifespan. It's almost like I knew you were different, that you were a kind soul. A rare kind, it seems these days. So to be finally able to have you here with me, oh, it is a blessing I never knew I deserved. And I shall not force you to stay. But if you do, know that in this palace, filled with vibrant plants and flowers, you would be by far the prettiest of all of my possessions. So, what will it be, darling? Would you care to stay with me, if but for a moment?